You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions. You know, Kevin, I'll tell you what, based on these next statistics I'm going to give you here, it turns out lots of people still really need help with planning for their retirement because almost a third of Americans have nothing saved for retirement. A new study also found about 40% don't contribute to any form of retirement fund, and then 30% don't ever expect to retire. Now, this could be from a couple things. Maybe they think they don't have enough to contribute. Maybe it's about, you know, not being educated enough about planning for retirement. But, you know, when someone comes into your office, do you take it upon yourself to, of course, not just plan a successful retirement, but also educate them throughout the process?
That's how we built the business, is through educating our clients. Over the last 35 years, we sit down with our clients. We don't just, it's not a transactional approach like a lot of times. We sit down, we like I said, we talk to the people, find out their wants, needs, desires, goals, and concerns, go over all that. We get to know them before we can put a plan together. And through that knowledge on our end, we start to say, okay, based on what you told us, we're going to show you what we think might be right for you, and we're going to show you why we think that's right for you. And now you're going to understand why, you know, we think this would be great for you and that would be great for you, and maybe you're doing too much over here. We've got to maybe make a little less of that. It's an educational process that I think that makes our clients happy, because, you know, we don't get a lot of calls, what's going to go on with my money? You know, they understand what's happening with their money. They understand that, you know, they've leveraged some of their money, maybe if it's important to them, to cover long-term care costs down the road. But through all this education, you know, after 35 years, we decide what can we do to help educate the public? Because it's financial illiteracy is running rampant out there. Nobody understands anything. Everything's different than it used to be. So we said, what can we do? So we came up with a program. It's called My Employer Cares. And it's a financial literacy program that the employer puts in place to benefit their employees that they care about. And, you know, it's only, you know, less than 2 to 3 cents per hour per employee to pay for all this. What you get back is so much multiplied into over what you give. And they have hundreds of videos that they can go in and watch. They have classes they can take. They have access to us for phone consultations, emails. If they want, we have one coming in this week that wants to do a retirement plan and talk about getting out of their college debt. So that's some of the things that we can help people with. And if you're an employer out there and you want to help your employees succeed, 80% of the people, your employees, want their employers to help them financially. 80% or somewhere right around that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. And they would take a job at a place that has financial help. So think about, if you're an employer out there, give us a call and find out what My Employer Cares can do for you. It costs you almost nothing, but what you get back in return could be pretty big, especially when you can help your client, your employees succeed financially.
Kevin, I want to just, the elephant in the room here is that planning for retirement is, you know, overwhelming. It's stressful. It's confusing. And a lot of the times, that's why people procrastinate. You know, planning for a vacation is a lot more fun than sitting down, going through a bunch of bank statements and seeing how much money you do or don't have. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that first appointment. What do I need to bring? What am I getting out of it? Paint that picture for me.
Well, first appointment, we're going to learn about you and see if you like us, and we're going to find out we like you. And if we think we can work together, then we're going to gather your information, your bank statements, your wills, powers of attorney, any life insurance you might have, annuities you might have, IRA, 401k statements, anything that has to do with your financial life, basically. We're going to talk about some other things. It's better to have those things. And then we may not get into all of them during our first appointment. It depends on how dynamic your situation is. We'll sit down, we'll talk, and then you decide if you want to take it to the next level and see what a plan looks like. If you do, then we're going to get together again at no cost, and we're going to go over my findings. I'm going to tell you what you're doing right, what I think you might do to enhance your future, enhance your retirement. And then, again, through all this, we're educating you on your choices. It's not 2 30-minute meetings. It's 2.5 to 2-hour meetings. We don't rush people out because it takes time to educate you. And over 35 years, we've found that people don't understand what they have. what they're doing. We found that they have a financial advisor. We found that they have in a lot of cases, they have an insurance person or 10. They have somebody that does their taxes. They have somebody that maybe did their wills and powers of attorney. Maybe not. But when was the last time one of those talked up to the other one on your behalf? And in most cases, everybody says never. Nobody's ever done that. And we just had a workshop at a local college. And I said that, and the couples there looked at each other and they said, no, nobody's ever talked about us on our behalf.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we're going to go over with you. Basically, everybody that comes in says, you talked about things nobody else has. We just had somebody come in this week and said, where were you 20 years ago? I said, I was here.
Where were you?
I said, where were you? You weren't ready to talk about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You might have found us, but you know, we stay busy. We don't advertise a lot. We have the radio show we can educate people on. We do some college classes and different things. But you know, we don't see financial advisors out there as a whole advertising a lot. You see them on TV a little bit more now, but you know, we stay busy. One way or another, we stay busy. We get a lot of referrals. So it wasn't your time. Now it is your time. And, you know, we're going to take care of you the best that you can be taken care of.
Now, Kevin, I know you and I, we are both guilty of scrolling through social media. Sometimes I look up and it's been 30 minutes and I'm down some kind of rabbit hole on Facebook or TikTok. And usually I like to watch videos of like how to fix things around the house, or maybe someone shows you like a gardening tip. Do you ever kind of go down those rabbit holes?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think we all do.
You're lucky. You only lose 30 minutes.
I say that kind of, it really probably is an hour, but I say that because I know that we're all guilty of it, right? And these days with social media, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's an expert on some kind of topic, including financial news, financial tips, retirement tips, and things like that. Well, one study found that 63% of financial advice on TikTok is misleading, and 36% of videos are pushing people to specific stocks. So my question to you, Kevin, is have you had clients come in with questions or tips that, you know, they've gotten from questionable sources?
Sure. We get a lot of, like, they call us in and say, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Or they'll, at their next meeting with us, they'll say the same thing. There's a lot of stock information out there. There's a lot of Bitcoin or that kind of investment information out there. And you just have to be really, really careful. Like they said, 63% is misleading. And there's a lot of that is totally blatantly wrong. Wrong information out there on TikTok and X, which was formerly Twitter, and Facebook. I belong to some social media groups that we're trying to clean that up. And I mean, there's stuff out there on stocks. Like I said, you know, they're giving you information on a particular stock. Who's behind that information, number one? Is it that stock maybe that they want to try and push it out there and get a lot of sales? Somebody behind that? They're entertainers is basically what they are. There's something out there that is really big, and there's so much wrong information on it. It's about something called an IUL, an Indexed Universal Life Insurance Policy. And they're making some huge claims. And what in akin to is back in the late 80s and early 90s, people were doing investments. And let's just say like variable life and variable annuities.
Mm-hmm.
They were claiming that you're going to get 12%. They could put that into the software, illustrate it out, that you're going to make 12% for the rest of your life. Well, what happened here a few years ago was rates went so low, and this was happened before this too, but rates in between the 80s and the early 80s and 90s, they have gone down several times. So whenever you project something out at 12%, and the rates go down to 5% or 3%, what's going to happen? They're not going to perform accordingly. So I see this happening again. The potential on some of these policies is fairly good, but not every year. And just be careful whenever you're watching that. If you have any kind of questions on any of those products, give our office a call. We don't want you to put your money in a bad place. So if you'd like to find out what some real numbers would be, how to set things up correctly, give us a call and we'll sit down with you at no cost. You know, we'll talk to you on the phone. And another thing that we do for our clients is we can do Zoom calls. So if you're out of the area and you want to talk about something and you just want to do it from your house, I'll send you a Zoom link. We'll do a Zoom meeting over the computer. And the nice thing is you don't have to brush your teeth for a Zoom meeting, and I don't have to clean off my desk. So,
I am a big Jerry Seinfeld fan. What about you, Kev?
Yeah, for some reason we didn't watch it a whole lot, but every time I do, it's like we laugh our butts off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the humor and everything is so great. For some reason, I never have too much.
Well, listen, I think reruns are still on. You could find it somewhere on some platform.
We usually do.
You know, Jerry Seinfeld, the man behind, of course, the amazing show Seinfeld, he is a billionaire. And you can think that sitcom that ran 9 seasons for that.
What's the show about?
It's about nothing.
No story?
No, forget the story.
You gotta have a story.
Who says you gotta have a story?
So everybody I know is a character on the show.
Right.
And it's about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So you're saying I go into NBC and tell them I got an idea for a show about nothing.
Exactly.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing.
There you go.
I think you may have something here.
Okay, well, nearly half of that billion, about $465 million to be exact, came from the syndication deals from that sitcom. And then, of course, you know, he's done Netflix deals, stand-ups, et cetera. But, you know, in showbiz, the regular payments from residuals, they're considered mailbox money, right? They check the mail. There it is. They got a check. Well, how can we take that same opportunity, that same thing, and put it into our retirement plan, Kevin?
Well, what he did was he set something up years ago to provide for him and his family today and into his future. It's not something you wait till the end to set up. I mean, it'll help, but if you can plan for something over a longer period of time, a lot of times you can do better. So what he did was he knew he was going to get these residuals coming down the road, and it's going to provide for him and his family a nice retirement, a nice, comfortable retirement. So what we do with our clients is, if they're 5 or 10 years from retirement, we sit down with them and we say, well, here's where you're at. If you do keep doing what you're doing, this is where you could be. If you do this or that, then this is where you could be. And here's our recommendations, and here's where you could be. And through the educational process, now they say, I'm comfortable doing this or a blend of these together. They're not saying, I don't understand this. I don't know what to do. What do you recommend? They're able to say, I understand this. And now here's what I want to do. They're a happy, they're an educated client. And that's what we want, is educated clients. So if you'd like to sit down and talk about your future income needs, your future expense needs, things that are going to happen to you in the future, give us a call. Say, I want to talk about my retirement. And we'll sit down with you at no cost and go over different things that you probably never thought about, never, you know, were concerned about. And we'll sit down and show you a plan that is pretty holistic.
Tell me what you mean when you say holistic. What does that mean?
Instead of focusing just on the money, holistic, we're going to take an approach and a focus on everything that goes around that money, everything that has to do with your retirement, everything that has to do with your health care, everything that has to do with your taxes. And it's a whole approach instead of a segmented approach.
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553. Integrity Retirement Solutions is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Kevin Bach, NPN Insurance License Number 204-6422. 27.